Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me for the second hour, folks, as we have this conversation about the latest developments in the killing of Mr. Botham Jean by police officer Amber Geiger. The latest development is that Chief Renee Hall has said that she cannot fire Amber Geiger from the police force, even though Amber Geiger is under a criminal investigation. She's been put on administrative leave, but she can't be fired. According to the chief, there are local, state, and federal laws that prohibit her from taking action. However, civil rights lawyers and advocates are saying, no, you do have the power to fire a police officer. It's located in your general orders. In General Order 508, it refers to the police chief's ability to circumvent the formal disciplinary procedures, not the investigative process. You can circumvent the disciplinary procedures. You can't circumvent the investigative process. Oh, man. How does this make you feel as we try to figure out if justice is going to be served in this case? And we've been talking to many of you who've been sharing your thoughts, and we appreciate it. And we're going to continue to take your thoughts right now. So let's go to Brother Ed out of Roland Park. Brother Ed, what's your take on this?
Hey, man, I'm very much in agreement with what I heard. I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand, if a police officer is at your door and wants to come into your house or apartment, first of all, it has to be a warrant.
Right.
If you have a warrant, he or she cannot enter your apartment one way or the other. And the other thing is, if the person, the officer, does enter your apartment, that's trespassing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not a lawyer, but this is, you say common sense. This is common sense.
Yep.
You got to have a warrant. And or you are trespassing. Now, once you draw that gun and you start firing at somebody, I mean, where is that? Now, she claims that she had mistakenly gone to the wrong apartment. Okay, you in an apartment, all the doors are the same, the hallway looks the same. Well, what about odd and even numbers?
That's what I said.
One's going to say 10, one's going to say 7, one, you know. So how does she get all of that mixed up? And then this crafted letter that I got from listening to your report, she's going to claim now that the door was ajar.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a modern apartment with electronic key entry like you would have at a hotel.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, the door is ajar? Now, where does her police training come in? She's supposed to be a trained professional police officer. She should know how to surmise that situation, and when did she give the brother a chance to respond?
Exactly. According to the report, that she came in, said a few words, according to her, she came in, said a few words, and then fired a shot. But then you also had another witness that said they overheard her and the brother going back and forth, having some type of verbal exchange, and then two shots were fired. So those stories conflict for me. The other part of it is
this time, and like I said, Faraji, that letter was crafted. Remember how much time they had to get the story straight, in better terms, to get the lie straight, so that they could defend this police officer. And also, I read from online that she was involved in a previous incident where someone was killed.
Excuse me. Wow.
So this thing. Now, with regards to the police chief, well, and I'm going to say this. She's a black woman. They were talking down to her. They told her, no, you know, no matter how much pressure you're under, you're not going to fire her. Okay? But that's taking her authority away.
Absolutely.
The chief does have the authority to discipline an officer under her command.
I would see why the chief wouldn't have that authority. I mean, that would be mind-boggling to know that the chief of police can't make a decision on some cases. And I'm not saying every single case. Yeah. But in some cases, the police chief should have the power to say, you know what? You're gone. You're done.
Karaji, their police chief has 4 stars on her lapel.
Right.
I saw her.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, yo, how can some outside entity, now this is probably coming out the governor's office and these Texas Rangers and all these people got her under pressure saying, you handle this the way we tell you to handle it. I bet you that's what's going on in Dallas, Texas.
That is crazy. Brother Ed, thank you so much for checking in from Roland Park. Let's go back to the line, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Angela out of Northwest Baltimore. First-time caller. Angela, thank you so much for your patience. What's your take?
Hello. Critically drinking, we have to realize that looking at Dallas, all the people that's in charge, be it the police commissioner, the DA, the Texas Ranger, all of them are people of color. There's a reason why they put people of color in front. And that's because it's in order to quell the masses, which are the black people, and diffuse where our anger should rightfully belong, which is in with the people that's in control of, quote, the Sambos that's in charge of this investigation.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking critically.
So you're thinking that, I mean, she was just, I mean, prior to this case, she was the police chief. So you're thinking that because of this case, they're really going to keep her out front.
They want to keep black people out front.
Sure.
That way it can quell those blacks that are agitated at this time because of the shooting. And because it wasn't manslaughter. This was actual murder. And we know it was murder coming from our perspective. Anytime you're in your home, minding your own business, someone, because she had issues with it, because, again, she filed several complaints regarding, you know, Mr. James. So, therefore, she knew of him because she's complained about him before. So, therefore, again, black people are being used against black people. Mm. That's what I'm thinking.
You know what? I mean, it's not outrageous to believe that. It's not outrageous to believe that. And, Angela, I appreciate you for bringing that to the forefront, because if that is the case, that is highly unfortunate. Highly unfortunate, to say the least, that a system, a 4-star chief, will be put out front. That would be so unfortunate.
But again, we're in the system of white supremacy.
Yeah, that's true.
So therefore, yes, they will utilize our own against us.
That's true. That's true. Angela,
and the ones that rise above are those that will play the game.
Well, that's why I made the point, Angela, very quickly. That's why I made the point that this is not about personality or individual.
No.
This is about a system. Because you can remove Renee Hall from that role and put another person in. It's not about... If the system is rotten or corrupted, or if the system is not going to do right by the law of justice, it doesn't matter who you have in there. And that's the unfortunate part about it. That's the hard pill that we may have to swallow, that the police chiefs, her hands are tied because the system is tied.
Yes.
Angela, appreciate you for checking in. Thank you so much. Let's go to another first-time caller, Tyrone from Park Heights. Tyrone, you want to talk about that law enforcement bill of rights? Talk to me about that, sir.
Right. Because the truth is, and right here in Maryland, they have it.
Yeah.
And in the correctional system, they have it.
Yes, sir.
So the truth is, she may not be able to terminate. And if she does terminate, then the person will be able to get their job back without prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing that we as a people, see, we don't pay really close attention to the bills that are before the legislature. We don't pay real close attention to how they make laws and how they implement them. And I hear what the sister before me said. Now, some would agree with it. But more importantly, what do we do? As black people, we don't get in law enforcement. We don't try to get leadership positions. What I have found in my career is as I was moving up the ladder, they began to change the rules about what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that I want to participate in any form of injustice, but they began to, as our people began to take positions of leadership, they began to tie our hands and say, well, 20 years ago, you know, an officer or a chief could do that.
Right.
But today, we got different rules. Chiefs can't do that today.
Mm.
But really, if you look at that law enforcement officers' Bill of Rights,
yeah,
that correctional officers' Bill of Rights, the only thing that you can really do is make a recommendation. Then the that person, that officer, goes before a committee, and then they determine what the discipline is going to be.
Mm.
And here's the kicker, here's the catcher on that. The committee is police officers.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, she might not be lying. She might not be saying, oh, I can't fire this person. Because I went to a Black Lives Matter rally up in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And it was a very interesting rally. And the people brought forth some very interesting facts. And part of the facts is we might focus in on the police and say the police this and the police that. But here's the reality. The reality is everywhere you go in this country, from the East Coast to the West, from Canada to the Gulf, there is the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yep.
And they're one of the most powerful unions,
yep,
there is. And if you follow their track record, as far as they're concerned, there's no such thing as excessive use of force, police brutality, or police murdering anybody. As far as they're concerned, anything a police does is great.
Right, right. And I'm glad. Go ahead, Tyrone. Yep. Yes, sir.
The police are just one part of the problem. The other part of the problem is prosecutors that won't hold police accountable.
That's true.
That's why I love Ms. Mosby here in Baltimore.
That's true.
Because even if she didn't win those cases, she put the police on notice. You're not going to be just doing what you want to do and not be challenged on it.
That's true.
And the other thing.
Go ahead, brother.
And then the other thing is the judicial system. So what they did in the Freddie Gray case, for example, right?
Yeah.
They said, look, we're not going to send this to a jury. We're just going to let a judge decide it. And these are all intricate parts of what we're faced with. So they say we're not going to charge her with murder. We'll send it to the grand jury and see what the grand jury says.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Tyrone,
and
I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you for checking in, Tyrone, from West Baltimore, from Park Heights, giving us some insight as to that law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights. Look, Valerie checked in on our Facebook page and said, white supremacy is in its purest form. She was correct when she said she cannot fire that white woman. Why? Because the systems of racism says so. She is under the black face. White control, white supremacy will only throw their own under the bus when folks are not playing ball or their fragility is being attacked. History shows that white women are only protected by the establishment when it will benefit the white man. Amber is protected as long as she follows the rules. Wow. Mm. Tavon checked in, saying they're putting the black faces in the front because they want to dispel the notion of racism. The way to portray this facade of this investigation not being, quote, biased, is to have the option to say we had black officers involved in the investigation. These people are merely puppets. Maybe the law is not on the books officially. Maybe the law is the unwritten law of placism. Mm. Tavon, Valerie, thank you so much for your comments and many more. Continue to check in. Placism. That's what I'm talking about, though, Tavon. Placism. Let's go to Miss Judy, then we go to Clay. Miss Judy from Northwest Baltimore. What's your take? I'm good, Ms. Judy. How are you?
I'm fine. My take is we all should have common sense, and some people don't have it.
Right.
But what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at all these nice apartment buildings. And one thing I know for sure, if you go on every floor in these apartment buildings, if you go in a basement apartment building, what's one thing that they have before you step inside of an apartment?
What's that?
Lights in the hallway.
That's it.
Now, if you open up a door, you can tell automatically if that is your apartment. You will not step in it because that light in that hallway is going to shine from the front door all the way to your kitchen.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I have to say. Have a good
day. Hey, Ms. Judy, thank you so much for checking in. Lights in the hallway. Lights in the hallway. I want to bring up something that Dwayne said a few calls ago. Because I think that we need to keep these things in mind, that there is a different standard of justice that's being applied, not from white to black. I'm not talking about that. That's too easy. Let me just say that. That's too easy. I mean, excuse me. I think that that's the easy thing. Like, it's easy for us to say it's white, therefore this is happening. Or it's black man, therefore this is happening. Right? And certainly the history of both white and black in this country plays a role. But I also think that it's a harder conversation to have when you're talking about systems, right? When you're talking about policy, when you're talking about allowing things to continue to happen and then not having the power to speak up about it. See, it's not enough for us to just, and I talked about this before and we shared, and you know, we've talked about this. It's not enough to just take a video of an incident. Okay, that's good for social media purposes, but it's more important that we start to write our own narrative when incidences occur, that we use the ability to file a complaint, that we have that. That's more important, just as much as that video is important. But as I have been taught by lawyers, that video, it can play a role. But video is used in a different part of the process. It's what you write. It's not just what you see. It's what you say, filing that complaint, making those different. The policy. You see what I'm saying? The policy. And when the policy has to be challenged, it has to be confronted. But the policy can only be challenged and confronted when, one, you know the policy. And then, two, you start to question the common sense of the policy, the nature of the policy, and then you start to organize around confronting the policy. Let's go to Clay out of East Baltimore. Clay, you think she knew she was in her own apartment?
Hey, what's up, Raji? How are you?
I'm good, Clay. How are you?
You remember me, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Clayton, but she said Clay, but people call me Clay too.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Hey, look, Faraji, I want to ask you something, man. Was that female officer black or white?
She's a white woman.
Oh, she was white. I said to myself, she probably gonna be white. What was the male? Was he white or black?
He was black.
He was black?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, Faraji, this is what I want to say, man. I find that hard to believe, man. I mean, come on, Faraji. There's no way, Faraji, you or I or another woman or two more women and you and I are going to leave our home 8:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and then return home and not knowing where you are, Faraji. I don't believe it, man. Come on, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, man. Everyone knows their home and domain.
Yep.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. Unless you are in a state of mind. Now, here's the thing. Unless there's drugs or alcohol or do you just flat out tired, there are some, unless you're in an altered state of mind, you may not know. You know your home, but you don't know your home. You know what I mean? But as far as we go in terms of this investigation, in terms of this case, Clay, drugs
right.
or alcohol was
right.
not a factor.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yep.
I totally agree. But Faraji,
yes, sir.
Faraji, Did she put the key in the door?
She says she found the door slightly ajar.
Oh, the door
slightly
was
open?
Open,
a little bit. Yes, sir. That's what she said.
And then what? And what, she pushed the door open?
Yeah, thinking that somebody had burglarized her apartment. According to her statement, she had made the announcement. I guess she's saying who's in there, whatever she said. I don't know. It wasn't.
Okay.
But then she saw Mr. Botham Jean as a figure because she said the apartment was completely dark.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and we got to figure that the time outside was about, they said that she called 911, but it was around 10 o'clock at night when this whole situation went down.
Okay. All right. Okay. So she opened the door and then she thought it was her apartment.
Yep.
Okay. I totally don't believe that, man. I told her, I don't care if it was broad daylight or 10 o'clock at night, man. She walked in this house. She walks into this man's apartment, and what? And what he? I mean, did he greet her or what?
I don't know what exchange. Now, according to the witnesses,
I heard you said they had some kind of confrontation.
Yeah. See, there was another witness that said that he overheard, like a neighbor overhearing.
That's what I heard.
Some exchange between her and Mr. Botham Jean, and then it led to two shots being fired.
Right. That's what I heard you say.
Yes, sir.
That's what I heard you say. I'm going to be honest with you, Faraji. From my point of view, Faraji, that's hocus pocus, man. I mean, I believe she knew exactly where she was at. I believe she knew. And you said they lived in the same apartment building, right?
She lived one floor beneath him.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm being honest with you, Faraji.
Yeah.
I believe they knew each other. I believe they were seeing each other. And I believe she knew exactly where she was at. I do not believe that she thought that she was home. She knew exactly where she was at. She knew who he was. They had a confrontation, and I don't know what it was, but you said they had a confrontation. And it, from my point of view, their confrontation was not a day or two old. Mm. They had been knowing each other for a while. It could be 3 months. 60 days, it could be 90, it could have been 90 days. But I believe they knew each other, Faraji, and I believe this man, he probably had something on her, and precise as, you know, when I say something on her, they were involved with each other. I believe they were involved with each other. I believe that, you know, they probably had a confrontation with each other, and she got mad. He probably called her out a name or something. She got mad, and she retaliated, pulled her revolver out, and shot him once in his chest and killed him.
Wow. Wow, man, oh, man. Clay, appreciate you for checking in. Oh, man, oh, man. The chief of police down in Dallas has released a statement earlier this afternoon, folks. When we come back, I gotta share with you what this statement says as we wrap up this portion of the conversation, because you should know as to why she decided to take the action that she decided to do and not firing Officer Amber Geiger. We're gonna get to that. Plus, we got my man King P. We're going to switch gears. We got King P in the building talking about all things hip-hop tonight, his music, other people's music. So much to get to in the final 30. Stay riding with me, folks. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
Jazz is an essential part of the universal language of music, one that anyone can understand and connect to. Music like this deserves a secure home on the radio dial. Become a part of the team that helps make great jazz possible. Do your part now by making a donation to keep Jazz on Public Radio 88.9 alive and well. Go to WEAA.org and click the Donate Now button. Thank you for listening.
Support for WEAA is provided by Loyola University Maryland, offering a newly designed master's in curriculum and instruction for social justice program. Perfect for educators ready to tackle controversial political and historical issues in education. This 33-credit program prepares teachers to enhance the lives of their students and empower their communities, because education creates justice. More information available at loyola.edu/CISJ.
And members like you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Doc Manning, host of In the Tradition. My time slot has changed. However, I am still on the air every Monday night, 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. We will continue to explore the realm of creative music. So join me, your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.
Listen live to your favorite public radio station. Streaming now at WEAA.org.
This for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in. So, folks, we have been talking about this situation down in Dallas, Texas, with the killing of Botham Jean, Mr. Botham Jean, who was killed by Officer Amber Geiger just 2 weeks ago. And my team did some research, and as we keep tabs on how this case has manifested itself. The chief of police down there, a black woman by the name of Chief Renee Hall, has addressed or has submitted a statement or sent out a statement as to why, you know, folks who called for her to fire Officer Amber Geiger, why she decided to take no action as of right now. Here's the statement. Quote, and this just came out, folks. This is being reported from the Dallas News, but this just came out about 3:30 today. But in the statement, it says this: there is one overriding reason that I, Chief Renee Hall, have not taken any administrative or employment action against Officer Amber Geiger. I don't want to interfere with the ongoing criminal investigation into her actions. Here's why. As an employer, DPD, the Dallas Police Department, can compel Officer Geiger to provide a statement during a DPD administrative investigation. And those statements given to the department, Dallas Police Department, could potentially compromise the criminal investigation. That is not a risk I am willing to take. We cannot let the criminal case be determined on a technicality rather than the facts. An exhaustive and thorough criminal investigation is essential. And as soon as we are assured that conducting an administrative investigation will not impede on the criminal investigation, we will proceed. That is the official statement coming out of the chief of police, Chief Renee Hall of the Dallas Police Department, as it relates to the employment and the firing of Officer Amber Geiger, who killed Botham Jean, that she's not willing to take a risk of a technicality. And that essentially they got this criminal investigation. I mean, even though they got this criminal investigation going, I'm still at the space of this general order of 508 that has been part of the police department, the Dallas Police Department. In that same general order, it refers to the police chief's ability to circumvent the formal disciplinary procedures. So I'm not sure if the police chief is she doesn't want to circumvent, she doesn't want to impede on the investigative process. That's fine, and I agree. But in terms of getting a finding or making Amber Geiger accountable for the death of Botham Jean, who she killed in his own home, I mean, she's on administrative leave, which means that she's still earning money for a job that she failed at. Can you imagine doing that? You get fired. Oh, well, you don't do your job. You don't perform well at your job, but you still earn money. Trust me, folks. I know there's some of us out there that do that. You know what I mean? You don't you don't bring your A game to the office every day. I get that. But overall, you make an egregious decision, and then that egregious decision doesn't compromise your job, but it impacts someone else's ability, someone else's family, someone else's situation. The politics of policing. That's all I can say. The politics of policing. All right, we will keep our eyes on this particular case. We will keep you updated about the latest development, and I'm sure that there will be so much more that needs to be said, whether it's coming from the police department, Chief Renee Hall, or even the family of Botham Jean. My hope and prayer is that justice will be served and that this case can serve as a precedent for accountability in today's policing. Otherwise, this case will become another example of how the system just doesn't work for Black men in particular and for all of us in general. I'm going to take a quick pause here. When I come back, I'm going to switch gears, talk to my man King P, DMV's own King P, to talk about his music, talk about some news of the hip-hop world. And he's trying to do something that a lot of artists saying that they think they can do, but King P is certain that he can do. Produce new music every week until his name is out there so everybody can come and see and hear what he has to say. Does he got the music for it? He said he does. We'll check it out with him. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. Peace. Welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. All right, folks, for the last few minutes, I know we just talked about a heavy topic, but here's a brother who has a great spirit that's going to give us something to really think about. He's a man that is certainly no stranger to the airways of WEAA, and we're always happy to have him in studio or on the air or online. But he is DMV's own King P.
WEAA, what's up? How y'all doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
Oh, brother, we are good. Always glad to have you.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the one thing that brings you all around this DMV, your music.
Yes, sir.
Your music. Talk to us about your music. What's the latest with your music, brother?
Man, we just dropped a video right now, Life's a B. It's out right now. That's a lot of real talk on there. You can check me out at The Young King on every social media platform. But that's a good song. Even if you're not familiar with King P, that's a great song to start off with, man. That's a lot of life talk.
Life's a B.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it can be.
Yes, sir.
life is not easy,
evidently,
brother.
Evidently, from what we're talking about today, right?
You know, right? All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the things that, you know, some of the themes and ideas that you express in your music. What can people expect when they tune into a King P production?
You can expect a lot of real life. You can expect a lot of honesty. You can expect a reflection not only of society, but of what I'm going through. You know, I feel like the music is a direct reflection of my life. So that's hella cliche. Everybody says that. But really, really though, if you tune in, you're definitely going to hear and know me more off every song.
Right. Yes, all right. So you say you're going to do something that I hear a lot of artists talking about.
Yeah, we're planning to drop content every week, man, until we get this thing popping. It's going to be a video. It's going to be a song. It's going to be something every week. My brother right now, Nate Joel, is on the same wave. That's the collective we in, the Royal Rap, at Nate Joel 95. Check my brother out.
Right.
We're doing something every week. If you tuned in with us, you're going to get some music every week. And as you hear me today, you're going to figure out why you want to check out King P after you hear me.
All right, so check this out. I'm kind of wondering, like, how do you keep up with that pace, man? New music every week. I mean, I know that you have to be inspired as an artist to, like, write about certain things, you know, conversations, situations and all that. How do you keep that train going?
Man, I said, the music is just a representation of life. So as long as I'm living, I'm going to have more music to give you.
Yeah.
I've been writing since I was 9 years old. So sitting down to write a record is nothing to me. So that I'm continuously trying to up the craft, continuously trying to get better. So, yeah, it's I'm not going to say it's easy, but as far as making music itself, I've practiced this. And I'd like to say I put my 10,000 in.
You about to say, because, trying to find everything from the right beat.
Yeah.
To putting that time into the studio.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And then connecting with your film crew.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of... As soon as you connect those dots, though, and you start rolling, it's going to get to rolling. Because my man's in here. It took me a little while to even find the right studio to be. But when we found it, like, now it's just easy. Like, I'm in there all the time, you know?
It really is like your own business.
It definitely is. It's like
your own business.
I look at it exactly as an athlete. Any artist should look at themselves as an athlete. You got to get in that gym. You got to put them shots up and get this thing popping, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get better. I don't think it's not by accident LeBron James is the greatest player on earth. This man works. So if you're trying to be the greatest artist on earth, you better put that work in, you know?
Now, I kind of jokingly said it, but, I mean, honestly, as you talk about that level of commitment and dedication, you really don't have time for anything else.
Yes, sir.
So if music has in the past been a hobby, a way for you to kind of escape, but now it's become a job, for lack of a better word, is this still the way for you to escape, or is there some other things that you do to kind of get your mind focused?
This is the only thing. This is the way to escape. This is the way to live. This is everything, man.
Can't be like, yo, I eat and breathe the beat, son.
I just
give me a beat. I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's cliche. I don't want to sound cliche, but even if you ask any of the homies, I've been doing this. Like, I dropped out of college to pursue this. I'm not advising that kids don't stay in school.
I'm about to say.
But this was the goal from the get, so yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, because your music is out there, talk to us about some of the challenges and the struggles that you've encountered. I mean, you are an artist that's on the grind. Is your eventual goal to be signed?
I wouldn't say to be signed. The eventual goal is to be heard in this point of time. Yeah, getting signed doesn't really matter.
Why can't P gotta go at me like
that? Nah, but I mean, right now you don't really need that. But if it happens like that and it happens organically, I'm happy. But I'm trying to get as many people as possible, especially right now. I feel like any up-and-coming artist, don't think about getting signed. Just make the music, because it's going to happen. It's a lot of people not signed making a lot of money right now. So the goal should be to get heard.
To be heard.
As far as the stripes and the process, how hard it is, man, any up-and-coming artist knows this, man. This is hard, man, in terms of getting heard, in terms of the money you got to put in. You would think everything is about the talent, but you do got to pay to play, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah.
So the hardest part right now is getting hurt. But, yeah, we're going to break that wall.
I would think that nowadays, when you're talking about breaking through, not just musically, but just help to shift the culture.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
This is, I've been working with young people for many years, King P.
Yeah.
But this generation, this is a very, very special generation.
Right, right.
Real talk. Like,
for sure.
Because this generation, as I'm working up here at Morgan, you know, a lot of young brothers and sisters, they weren't on the same wave that I was when I was mm-hmm. that age, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But more importantly, I sound old, bro.
Nah, I feel you. Feel and me? That's honesty talk right there,
you know
there,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, they weren't on the same wave. But one of the things I'm like, man, much more critical.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
They're very much more, much more artistic yeah. and creative. I mean, of course, you got, like, the people I grew up yeah. listening to, Jay-Z and Nas.
Legends.
You
Pop.
Know what I'm saying? Pop.
Yeah.
All of Biggie. That's the stuff I grew up off right, of, right. right? But that's not the wave right now.
It's not.
I hear, you know, when you think about what's being played in Baltimore, what's yeah. being played in D.C.,
right,
what's
right.
being played in other parts of the state, right? It's much more local focused.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What
like,
so,
like a lot of the, even like, you know, we talking about anything from a Moneybag Yo to a Shy Glizzy or you
yeah,
talking
right,
about...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
the mainstream artists, everybody like, yeah, we got love and respect for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's the local artists.
Yeah.
It's the regional artists.
I did
so
a
how
song
how, with... how do you stand apart from that in given this culture right now for that?
Being myself first and foremost, and if we're talking about the time right now, it's a very diverse but a very monotonous time as well. You know, you got a lot of people sounding the same. So I feel like
Lord Jesus.
So I feel like my goal is to do me. We in a day and age where people don't even want to hear bars
yeah.
like what you know rapping. So if you tune in to me, you gonna hear some bars. You gonna hear some real life talk. That's how I stand out. I stand out by not chasing a wave, but by setting the wave. You
but
know?
But is lyrics still? And you talk about bars, but are bars still the standard now? Because it doesn't.
It depends
seem
on what
like
you want to be. You know, if you trying to get hot, boy, don't even worry about no bars. Get a catchy beat, get a catchy beat, hop on that 808 and you good. If you are trying to be Jay-Z, yeah, you need to. I'm a firm believer. You're not going to sit in that top
seat. Did you say Kanye?
Nah, I said ho. Definitely said ho. But you're not going to sit in the top seat if you can't rap. You might be hot for 5 years. If you can't rap, you can't sit in the top dog seat. And I'm not trying to get hot. I'm trying to be the dude. I'm trying to get remembered. When it's all said and done, when we're talking about hip hop culture, if my name doesn't get brought up, I failed in this. So, yeah.
What would you like to see as being one of the big takeaways that people have after listening to your music? Is it just to have your story put out there, or is it to share a lesson about something? What would you like for your big takeaway?
It's a little bit of everything. You might tune in. The way I'm talking, don't think you're not going to play me when you ride into the club. You finna play me. You're going to play me at that club too. But when you tune in to me, what you're going to take away is a young man that has been ambitious his whole life and faced a lot of struggles and strifes and still overcame or is trying to overcome these things. What you're going to get from me is a reflection of yourself, really, especially if you're in this age, this early 20s, you know, late teens, you're going to feel this. You're going to, you know.
Going to feel it. Now, you know, of course, we're going to give you an opportunity to do some spitting.
Yes, that's what I do. That's easy.
All right, but I need to get your take on what's happening in hip-hop
yes,
right
sir.
Now. Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem.
Eminem, we not trying to hear you rap no more, bro. Hang it up.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious. Hang
Kill
it
Shot
up, my
was just-
G.
Is this time has the sun set at this point?
It's setting, my God. We at really? The hill, we looking at it going
we
down. You feel me?
We pulling out the picnic basket.
Right, exactly. This is the time you take pictures with your girl. Like this is it. The sun is setting right now. Yes, sir. That's how I felt about
that's
that.
That's how you feel about
I
it.
I feel like it was a great look for MGK. He had nothing to lose in the battle. He made an all right record. I was never checking out MGK like that, but
yeah.
He was talking.
He
you
was
know,
talking.
Don't get me wrong. M was rapping. Those is bars in there, but I'm not that in tune no more.
You're not. You're not feeling that no more.
Yeah, I think some dudes. If you're not aging like Jay-Z, man, some of you it's dudes aging like wine and dudes aging like milk. You know, we gotta figure out what side of the fence you on.
I love that. Yes, all right, I'm going to throw another set out there. Nicki and Minaj and Cardi B.
It's time. Yo, that was hella entertaining. That was super entertaining. I think Nicki should be more content. You the top dog. You've done this for a while. You looking hella insecure attacking this girl right now. Like, let it go. I think Cardi, man, you came in the game hood. Keep it hood. I'm with it.
I like that. You say she came in. She does look. I don't understand that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, oh, my gosh, she's. You looking like you not six albums in.
Yeah, right. Like, come on, G. You are solidified. You know, what do they say? If the moon barks at the, if a wolf barks at the moon, it's no surprise. But if the moon barks back, it's like, God damn, is that the moon barking back? So now you just put yourself in that situation. Like, yeah. Now we just, you put yourself where Cardi's on the playing field with you like that. Don't get me wrong. Cardi B's doing crazy numbers. But you were supposed to embrace this girl as opposed to go at her. That's how I feel.
Wow, wow. There was a recent interview that Snoop Dogg did on another station. He went hard in the paint against Kanye West.
Man, Kanye West. I gotta say something. Kanye, man, I grew up listening to you.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan.
And I'm gonna throw another name into just that part of the conversation. Joe Budden went hard on Kanye West, stating that Kanye was last decade.
He's out his mind. I don't think Kanye was last decade. This decade is a direct reflection of what Kanye West brought to the game. I think Kanye is not out the game. He's just out his mind. He's just crazy right now. Kanye needs help. It's funny right now. We laughing, but the dude needs help. I think we're looking at a man crying out for help every day. I saw them IG videos he did today. Kanye's not looking good, man. Kanye needs some help. That's what I think.
He put out the word that he was going to do Watch the Throne 2. What's the What is the possibility of that even happening? Because I'm wondering, like, did you talk to Jay about
right,
this?
Right, right. I've seen that a lot.
Real talk.
I don't know what the possibility of that happening is, but do you want to hear it?
What?
Watch the Throne 2?
You know what? There have to be some conditions.
Okay.
One being Kanye cannot produce the album.
Word. You think Kanye's lost the production?
No, I'm saying like he did with Nas's album, and he was putting out them five albums.
Yeah.
I think he rushed some of those projects.
He definitely did.
He rushed his own project.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I wanted, like, Jay-Z is at a whole different space now.
Right, right, right.
So as for me, it's like, yo, just you don't have to do the production.
Take a second.
Just focus on some meaningful lyrics.
Right.
You showed a little glimmers in your last project, but focus on the lyrics because Jay's going to bring his.
Mm-hmm.
But let the production be, you know, bring out a Timbaland, bring like a Primo, whoever.
You
know
what I'm saying? Primo like, had like, a classic like, on the last
you know
one.
What I mean?
So, yeah. You know, I might be the opposite. I might want more production, less raps, to be honest. That's just how I'm feeling.
Like you said, Kanye, stop talking. Kanye, stop
really,
talking.
Though, you're not coming super hard, but, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. And just stop trying to be political. And then
I don't want to hear Kanye's views on politics.
The worst thing you could do, folks, is be political but become offensive.
Yeah, really.
You think you're dropping some jewels.
Or be political and not know what you're talking about. That's just crazy.
You like politics.
Yeah.
All right, man, we got a couple of moments left.
Yes, sir.
What can we expect? Can we get a little something from you?
Let's do this, man.
Can we put a beat on it? What do you want?
Let's talk, man.
You want to put a beat on or something right here? We want to get another exclusive? Yeah.
Turn me up. I can't hear the beat at all.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear the beat. I can't hear the beat. Bring it back from the beginning if you could, please.
Yeah, let's hear this junk. I'm gonna give King P some space.
Turn me up. Can you turn that beat up? Please. All right, now let's run it back one time. There we go. Get back. Run it back.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it.
King P exclusive for
Baltimore, WEAA. I go by the name of King P. Y'all ready? Fine. Yeah. Like, will it take me under? Yeah. Look.
Up the talk is the action my homies bout. Trying to run up the bands while you out here running your mouth. Making my hustle grand like I rep the king of the south. Just feature me when in doubt, I give your record some clout. Trying to make it out, but it's tough out here, yo, believe me. Naturally, life's not a slut, cause that'd be too easy. All of my records Stevie, songs in the key of life. And all of my women greedy, that I find me a wife. In this day and age, where they trying to up their ways. Shaking for an Insta page, uck it, baby, do your thing. Who am I to judge it? Double tap, I love it, call me daddy while we say I'm like a bro in public. Ain't that something? Look, a work in progress, I've been trying to work in progress. Get my team some money, cause that's always been the motive. Look, my homies crazy for the bread, we some donuts. But still no holes in a circle if you know us. The flow tough, need to sign to a deal. The gang hungry, so we out here trying to get to some meals. I'm the voice of the real, people hear me get chills. Zombie Michael Jackson, I'm just here for the thrill of this. Gang main, my hitters don't gang bang. Only color that we really down to die for is the grain. Swerving, switching lanes down on 995. Mind on my money and my... I've been known to kill tracks, homie, ain't no lacking. Young brother off beats more than white folks dancing. Gonna need my backing, don't you play with my money. Cause when it comes to the bands, I know some people that's drumming. You can hate me or love me, doesn't matter to me. I'm still gonna get it off the arm like removing the sleeve. Let's just keep it a G, y'all ain't about what you preach. And Chuck and Deuces is the closest that you got to a piece. I don't feel when you speak, I mean it for real. Cause don't know real, keep screaming he real. You really real, go will feel it for real. In a game full of lies, I'm keeping it real with your luck. The summer's over, I'm too ready for the winter. Came up inside the cold world where I was born center. Tape like Jadena, that's a classic, man. I'm like a lazy ass beaver, I don't give no damn. Who been hating on a youngin' in love with who I'm becoming? Love some head in the morning, I guess, cause I'm up and coming. Y'all get it? Head in the morning, up and coming. Look, that was simple, but had to show them who run it like Herbal with 3-6. The hate doesn't mean ish, you can keep your 2 cents. That ain't gon' get me rich, I said it, I mean it. My homie work mean shifts at a diner with a check tiny and she need tips. Man, the whole family hustle, you don't know about the struggle. Parents gone so much, it seem like they didn't love you, but they working long hours trying to make sure you fed. If that isn't real love, I don't know what it is. Okay, back to the ish, I know how they like King P. A whole lot of bars, I can give them that quickly. Just a fair warning, homie, don't you uck with me. Cause these knuckles crack heads, one Bobby, one Whitney. Risa or JT, like my girls from the city. Cause after we 6'9", she grabbed a blicky with a stiffy. Coming out the crib, fresh fit, looking spiffy. Plus the shoes fly like when Cardi seen Nicki. Life was like Penny, I came up the harder way. Know the Sean word is born, I'm familiar with the pain. Represent the game, royal rack, third world. Keep your chip from Mount Top. He might slide off with your girl to be extra. Energy drive me, I'm like a Tesla. Rhyme like good wine, with time I'm getting better. Probably do this forever, you rappers could see me never. Remember being so broke that we had to sleep for dinner. I got a lot of people that's relying on me.
Go ahead, King.
I can't hear this. Yeah. Got a lot of people that's relying on me. My granny sick, you think they about to give a treatment for free? Man, they rather let it die. That's the reason why I grind. You would die for you and yours, that's the same for me and mine. I pray that God forgive me, but look for one of my guys. I look the judge in the face, swear on the Bible and lie. I tell all facts, ain't nothing like y'all caps. You rappers like Liz Stores, that mean that you all cap, mother. Woo! What's up, man? Switch it up, man. I'm hungry. Let's get it.
Okay, King G.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna let you go for a minute. Let's do for a minute. King P.
I only got a minute left.
If I got a minute left,
switch the beat. Let's give him some rail, man. Let's not do this. Yeah. Let's get it.
Uh oh. Any beat, King P. Get it. The culture right here on WEAA DMV's own.
Look.
Let's go.
I see my brother lose my mind right before my eyes. And hold my head, they say a man not supposed to cry. And these days, all these lows got me getting high. Still not high enough to see the homies in the sky. Genocide, don't even think some niggas know. Sell us lies, not to cry, so emotions never show. Bottled up hatred, make them go apes. Have a homie spraying for a scent like a fragrance. People turn atheists, hard to believe. When it's murder, and that's all that you see. Lil Johnny got a burner, he ain't calling police. Or when the world turn cold, he'll be prominent heat. And he just 17, pride that his environment, that's all he know. Can you blame him for the violence? And cue the violence, never sad story. But don't no one relate when they tell that to a jury and they find somebody guilty, tending to you out. Mama crying, thinking that she should have kept you in the house, but you had to hold it down cause your deadbeat pop never even came around. So you hit that block, had to get that guap, had to sell those pills, gotta push that rock, gotta pay them bills. That's a story that the cracker jewelry just can't feel. They grew up to a dad and mommy selling home cooked meals. For real, was never dealer but real. It can feel y'all pain. It crack talking most rhymers nowadays. The sad thing they tell tell tales, they all fake. Can't see keys that they touch, they all Ray or Stevie. Heebie jeebies off my freebies. In the lab like Dee Dee, she gon' down the pipe, Luigi. I seen it all from a bird's eye view. I never blame another man for the things I do. That loyalty what I demand if you win my crew. The homie back to selling dubs, cause he will not lose. And I can understand the stars, man. I know my brother lost. Told me fear down, bro. What's the fear of getting caught? I can never trust a thought, cause they just here to swallow. The hoes like Lilla rapping, dames just want a dollar. We plotting on tomorrow, but live it up today, cause the present is a present. I know brothers in the grave. It don't pay you to complain. Go out and make a change, man. These real people feel me, cause I verbalize they pain. Dreaming of a range while I'm riding in a bucket. Swerving, switching lanes down the strip like okay. Y'all cannot up with me, I'm back snapping. Dreams are just that, and make that thing happen. I'm talking for them youngins shedding tears while I'm rapping, cause I could tell your story like I seen the thing happen, dog. In first person, people still hurting. No clothes for school, make a youngin' feel worthless, surface. But still I feel his pain. Working at the court, working on this game. Pulling up a shot through the summer, through the rain. Dreaming of the NBA, I pray you never broke a game, young boy.
Woo, King P.
Yeah.
King P, all right, King P.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, every time I bring you on, man, you spit too many bars.
Man, this is what I do.
How can people find you and hear your music?
At the Young K-A-N-G on everything, every social media platform, at the Young K-A-N-G. For the culture, I appreciate y'all having me, man. This is going to be a lifelong relationship. I promise y'all that.
My man King P, yes, check sir. It in. Hey, look, folks, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank all of you for being a part of the conversation. My very special guest, Mr. King P. Make sure you follow him and check out all his music on social media. Every week he's going to drop some new music,
every week.
Real, real ambitious. I want to thank my dynamic production team. It's Mallory Pinker-Pierre, Alex Blanc, my production assistants, Jalen and Daryl, my engineer, Charlie, for making me sound so good. Make sure you continue the conversation on social media at Forticulture 88.9 on Facebook and Instagram. And make sure you follow me at Faraji, FarajiMuhammad. Stay tuned. Up next, it's In the Groove with LaDon Black giving you that cool jazz for your evening. As always, never be afraid to challenge what's wrong. Stand for what's right while being yourself in the process. I look forward to having another great conversation with you tomorrow right here on For the Culture. Found only here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. And remember, Baltimore, do more, but be exceptionally good for the culture. Peace. 88.9 WEAA FM and HD1 Baltimore.
Real questions, always topical and always edgy. I'm David Brown. Join me each Sunday at 6 p.m. for another exciting edition of Real Questions on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.
This Saturday night, your Morgan State University Bears set to attack the MEAC. Bears take on the defending MEAC champion, North Carolina A&T Aggies.
Makes the catch!
Our coverage begins with the Morgan Game Day Experience at 5:30. Kickoff Saturday night set for 6.
Touchdown, Morgan!
Right here on the home of the Bear, WEAA, the voice of the community.
90-yard TD strike, DeAndre Harris to Manasseh Bailey.
Promoting the preservation.